Welcome to the Align with Anna podcast. My name is Anna Ortiz Aragon, CEO and founder of Align with Anna. I am a Reiki master, a sound healer, and soulful entrepreneur. And my goal is to empower and inspire my fellow soulpreneurs to create massive impact and influence with their soul-driven businesses. All of my besties, all of my clients are business owners. They're all about the magic, all about the holistic healing, and we're here to turn up together. So please tune in, maybe grab a notepad, and we're gonna get it going. I love you all. Have a wonderful day and enjoy this episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Align with Anna podcast. This is the June business reading. Okay, we got some gems to drop today. Oh my God, it's amazing. So, the latest business downloads are around money, and it centers around the more wealth you desire, the more you is required. Showing yourself your true, authentic self, your ups, your downs, your behind the scenes, how you come up with your conclusions. That's what people are paying for, y'all. They want to know, how do you do things? Not just the finished product, but like the journey, okay? Whew. Okay, this hit hard for me yesterday. So I was listening to the Brown Ambition podcast, and there was an episode, and it was like the financial wealth hype man. And I was like, hell yeah, let me click on this. Clicked on the website. She's this chick, this Filipina woman from the Bay Area, who's essentially like a wealth empowerment coach. And on this episode, it was like, as soon as I pressed play, all of these money downloads and lessons were unfolding right in front of me. So I often listen to podcasts when I'm like in the car doing groceries, like doing my thing, keeping it moving. And essentially, the first stop was to Whole Foods. And it was funny because I was like, let me go to Trader Joe's. And it was like, nope. That's a scarcity mindset. Trader Joe's is kind of dark. It's not really my favorite colors. It's kind of like alarming. It's just not really my style. You know, good snacks. However, it's not my ideal ambiance. You know, like I love fucking Whole Foods. And one of the downloads from the podcast was like, hey, if you've got like money sitting in the bank, use it. Okay. Like, what are we making this money for? It's to use it. Okay. Use it to buy the shit that you want, to fuel your body, to take yourself out for beautiful experiences, to travel, to buy wonderful things for your home that truly light you up. Right. Okay. So it was like, I was having like a crisis, right? Trader Joe's a Whole Foods. And I'm like driving down the street and I'm like, take a right. We're going to Whole Foods. So I get there and I'm like, fuck yeah, I made a wealthy decision, right? And wealth is an identity, right? It's the choices that you make each and every day throughout the day. Am I making this choice because of a scarcity mindset, or am I making this choice because of a wealth mindset? Wealthy. When I think of wealth, I think you have like people just dripping in money, dripping in gold, beautiful, luxurious fabrics, robes, you know, just hella comfortable. Am I right? Whew. Okay. So went to Whole Foods and I was like, all right, Anna, you're gonna buy the block right now. Okay. You're gonna make it rain. You haven't been to Whole Foods in person in a while, you know, with Corona and everything. Yo girl got really comfortable with Instacart. And yes, I ordered from Whole Foods sometimes. Sometimes I ordered from Costco. But this time it was like, no, Anna, go there. You're hosting a fucking birthday party here in St. Louis. You had a heart attack last week when it was your birthday in San Francisco. And you reserved a fire pit, a $100 fire pit. And you were like, oh my God, should I do it? Yes, do it, girl. And I did it on the phone with my sister. Had a hell of a time. Everybody was so happy. It was like their first time out, you know, and it was fucking divine, so healing, right? All these women from all my different paths in my life. Okay, so next, you know, fast forward to St. Louis. I'm having a belated birthday on the full moon this Saturday here at my house. And so I was like, all right, Anna, like, let's go buy some nice fucking wine. Let's go buy your favorite fucking berries, okay? Let's go buy the beautiful things that you truly want, all right? Like, time to stock up your house, okay, girl? Like, let's do it. So I went there and I'm like making my way, you know, zigzagging through the aisles and, you know, there's a lot of people still wearing masks. Right. And I was like, you know, having a heart attack because the mask almost feels like an assault, dude. It's like so hard for me to be around, to see, to witness, to put on myself. And I'm just like, nah, St. Louis has been open for at least a month or so. And there's still people that are probably always going to cling on to their, you know, safety net, but I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to fucking play small, silence myself, and act like I'm tripping, right? Okay, so walking through there, that was another wealth mindset. Was like, hey, I'm healthy. I'm good. You know, I can do what the fuck I want, right? So I'm walking through the store, and I'm like making my way through the aisles, and I go to the wine section, and I'm like, okay, I'm about to buy like 5 or 6 bottles. And so I was just letting my intuition guide me. And I was like, okay, that has a really dope label. This one looks hella cool. Let's do that. And normally I buy the cheapest shit, right? Trader Joe's, I buy like the $3.99, like Charles Shaw, right? I do the organic. I upgraded from the $2 to the $4 organic, but like, hey, that's still hella scarcity mindset, right? Like legit. So, okay, so I'm like, okay, you're gonna get some fine wine, girl. And I saw this rosé with, like, a fucking rose made out of the bottle. So gorgeous. Like, one that you could definitely reuse or, you know, just use as a piece of art or whatever. Or fucking recycle and buy another one. You know what I mean? Like, whatever speaks to you. So I ended up buying like 6 different bottles of wine, including my favorite Prosecco. So not only was I not doing the $4 wine, there's not even any $4 wine available at Whole Foods. I bought the $18, $20 wine. Okay. And I was like, all right. Like, and I remember my cousin's wife telling me like, hey, champagne, buy at least a $20 bottle because it makes a difference. You don't want to be hungover. You don't want to be nasty. Buy at least a $20 bottle and enjoy your drink. And I was like, okay, queen. So here I am. I was like, okay, great. Abundance, cash money, making my way. And then, you know, I'm weaving my way and I was like, let me go to the spices. Let me get all these fucking spices that I've been, you know, putting on hold, right? Like, not necessary. Okay. I got some hot sauces, you know, I got like berries, right? I remember I mentioned berries and like growing up, my mom was like a fucking boss, single mom, businesswoman, very successful. She bought the block. She was like, I'm gonna buy hella berries. I went and I got apricots. I got the yellow nectarines, the white nectarines, and like baskets of them. And like a huge thing of lemons. Cause I have lemon like every day, you know, and just all these cheap ass decisions that I was making. And it's like, who's suffering, girl? You're suffering. You know how much more vibrant and like how enveloping and magnetic your aura is gonna be if you're just fucking shining, knowing that you got it, knowing that you fucking got it. So on the way out, I'm in line and I'm having like almost a heart attack because I was like, okay, this is several hundred dollars. I haven't done this in a while, you know, and so I go and like just having this like major fucking PTSD from like putting my card in the machine and it's like decline, 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 especially during Corona, like definitely when I was younger, but definitely during Corona. And at one point at Trader Joe's, I didn't have enough and I was like, you know, pull over to the side, let me check my apps, trying to move some money. There is no money. And so she ended up like gifting me like $10 worth of groceries to like finish the cart. And I was like, girl, I was pregnant at the time. I fucking held my tears, went to the car and fucking cried my eyes out, right? So I have major fucking PTSD from using my goddamn credit card, right? Debit card. And so I did that. And it was funny because on the way out, like, you know, my favorite flowers that were, you know, taken out of the bouquet, right? So I bought some fresh flowers, right? You know, abundance mindset. I also bought an orchid and like a woman behind me was like, wow, that's so fucking beautiful. Where'd you get that? And I was like, over here, they're all by the window. Check them out. She's like, how much? And I was like, I don't know, like 20 or 25 or something. I don't know, but it was like the beauty. And she was like, wow, that's so beautiful. So I know that me making that one move inspired her fucking money moves, right? And so, okay, back to the flowers. So as soon as you walk into Whole Foods, there's a bunch of cut flowers. So I was like, ooh, I want some fucking pink tulips. So I see these pink tulips and then I pull them out and they're kind of like falling off. And I was like, oh no. And then this other woman, as soon as I'm looking at them and I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll get a different color. Maybe I'll like compromise and do something else. She comes over and drops off a perfectly perfect bouquet of the same color. And I was like, are you shitting me right now? And at the same time, I'm listening to this Abundance Brown Ambition podcast, right? And I'm like, okay, that's fucking weird. Okay, so when we get to the checkout, I'm like having a heart attack. Is my debit card gonna go through? And I know it is. There's thousands of dollars in the bank, but I'm just over here tripping, right? PTSD. And so the guys was like, okay, they're packing up all my shit, you know? Like they are legit bagging all my groceries. And for a while, I wouldn't let nobody bag my groceries. I'm like, oh, I got this. I got this. Even with a baby and a stroller and like two kids sometimes, I was like, oh, I'm cool. I can suffer. I can take it. Like, you don't have to do anything. And it's like, girl, you're allowed to take up space. You're allowed to be catered to. You are allowed to have others support you, okay? Yes. And so I did. And they just bagged up all my groceries. They were hella sweet. And I was like, oh yeah, just, you know, kind of put the orchids and the flowers wherever they fit. And then he bottled up all the wine, right? Like this Prosecco and white wine and rosé for the party. And I was like, yeah, bro. And he was like, okay, so you want to just leave this here? And I was like, nah, I'm taking that home. It was hella cute. So we had like a giggle moment. But yeah, he was like, you want the fun? You want to hold it? And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna just hold it and push this card out of here. And I did it, dude. And so at the same time, I was running late for my babysitter, right? So Monday and Tuesdays, I have a babysitter from 9:30 to 1:30. So I was almost like, should I even go grocery shopping? Will I even have enough time? Because I can't be late, right? You can't inconvenience anybody, like, can't take up space. So I was over there having a heart attack because of the credit card and the debit card, right? And then I was also having a heart attack because of time. And I was like, well, girl, you're literally like in a fucking panic, anxiety-driven state. Because of all these other expectations, like just relax, take a breath. And I was like, all right, Anna, breathe. So I was literally doing my shaman yoga shit all the way through Whole Foods, going through this extreme money situation, right? This extreme money next level transition, right? And I was like, okay, girl, if you can ball out, if you can do this, if you can be, you know, 15 minutes late to the babysitter, you're all right. And so I texted her and I was like, hey, I'm so sorry, I'm on the way, I'll be there in 15. She's like, oh, girl, you're fine, you know, in Spanish, right? She's like, oh, don't worry, girl, you're good. I was like, all right, so like, just stop tripping, stop canceling yourself out, okay? Stop fucking doing it. Stop fucking doing it. And then also, while this was happening, I had people hit me up for plant medicine retreats. They're like, oh, are you free then? Are you free here? Like, let's get it something on the books, you know? And I just got all these notifications too. So it's like, when I committed to the soul, to the spirit, to listen and dive into my money stories, to go to Whole Foods and practice this in real time, to, you know, take up space and, you know, allow my nanny to support me on the way home, attracted so much business. It attracted so many relationships, so many inquiries, right? So many opportunities. So I cannot state this enough that it is 100% a frequency game. Period. 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 Wealth is a frequency game, y'all. It's a decision that you make in every moment. It's a practice. It's forgiving. It's breathing through the unknown, okay? Breathing through the unknown. Just handling it, you know, just allowing yourself to grow, to transcend. Yes. Okay, you guys, so that is my business download. Hey! Love it. Okay, you guys. So if you're interested in working with me, I have my women's retreats this summer. There are dates from July, August, September, and October, just goddess weekends once a month. I have my shamanic Reiki sound healing practice here in Clayton 2 days a week. Come see me. And I'm also doing multiple classes. I'm doing yoga and mimosas with the home team, my girl Gretchen Kingma. And Chelsea, she's a St. Louis loan officer. Yes. And then I also have a sister circle here in Clayton, which will also be like a networking circle. And I'm always going to do the sound bath. And gentle yoga and movement. You know, I think it's time for embodiment, you guys. That's it. After this year and some change of inner work. Ooh, facing those traumas, facing those deep ass family ties, those old parts of ourselves that we just have long neglected. It's time to shed those fucking layers, yo. Shed those layers. And one last thing. If you are being called to do something, to play a podcast, to go for a walk, to phone a friend, whatever, do it. See what fucking magic awaits you when you commit to your higher self. Okay? I love you guys. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. And catch me back here on the podcast. Love you. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Align with Anna. I am so grateful to have you, to share space with you, and spread this magical wisdom. If you'd like to keep in touch, please visit my website, www.alignwithanna.com, and subscribe to my newsletter. And if you'd like to work with me, I offer a monthly membership called the Oracle Lounge. This is for my soul sisters, my fellow soulpreneurs who are looking to co-work, experience an annual retreat, and talk energy and mindset on a weekly basis. It's lit, my friends. And if you'd like to work with me more intimately, I offer one-on-one coaching. I also do soul business readings, Reiki, and sound healing. So if any of that is calling your name, visit my website. And please, if my guests are calling your name, reach out to them. All their information is in the show notes. These guys are legit. I have experienced all of their work personally, and I am a huge fan. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day.